Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
Hope everybody is doing well. Hope you guys had a great weekend.
Indeed.
And again, thank you guys for your support over on Patreon. As you know, we're doing exclusive videos over there. And I got one cooking as we speak. So it is September 11th. Oh boy. And of course, 3,000 people here in the U.S. lost their lives on September 11th. And, you know, it really ended up costing the world millions of people as a result of what happened on September 11th. But some people, like Lucky Larry Silverstein, actually made out from this. He acquired a 99-year lease for the Twin Towers just 6 weeks before 9/11, insured both towers for $3.2 billion against acts of terrorism, and ensures he can build new World Trade Center complex if destroyed. Boy, he must have been a precognitive person there.
Yes, very psychic here.
Yeah, a wife allegedly convinces him to attend dermatologist appointment on the morning of 9/11 instead of a meeting scheduled in the North Tower. And then the Twin Towers attack collapsing to dust, files insurance claim for $7 billion, arguing attacks on Twin Towers consisted of two separate events, thus doubling compensation, settles for $4.5 billion in payout, builds a new World Trade Center complex. Yeah, again, this is exactly what we see time and time again with what goes on planet Earth. Some people just kind of make out. And this is a video. It's shared by Illuminati bot. And, you know, he just basically says, as you can see, depopulation by 80%, according to DEAGLE numbers. Well, yeah, we've talked about that a million times going back to 2017, 2018. Absolutely. And so he gives numbers, as you can see here, up to 80% of the population gone by just like less than 2 years' time, obviously. Like 15, 16 months now, up to 80% of the population gone by 2025, damn. And it is a military intelligence site. Now, it's interesting, the G7 countries are some of the worst hit. As I said, it's all the NATO countries and all the allies of the U.S. that experience these big reductions in population. Highly disturbing? Yes, it is. Absolutely. 78.5%. As far as that's the population reduction that they give in the UK, 78.5%. USA at 70% of the population reduced. Germany 65%, France 48%, Italy 30%, Canada 29.7%, Japan 17.6%. So he says it's advised people temporarily distance themselves from the UK, USA, and these other countries because it's obvious that something is horribly wrong with these numbers. And people don't understand that there is a war that's been declared against them. They're just oblivious. Unfortunately, most people are oblivious. But again, the system lulls you into this oblivion. Now, here again, we had the mayor of New Mexico. And I can honestly say I have a hard time even looking at her after spending a year in New Mexico. What's the governor saying here? There are too many criminals for me to arrest, so I'm going to turn law-abiding citizens into criminals and arrest them instead? You know, and then this person, I think it was Lara Logan, is saying, how did this person get re-elected? And we watched this election really close, and as soon as she was, you know, re-elected, then it's like, okay, well, New Mexico's out of the picture. You know, again, I can't arrest everyone. So what's she going to do? She's going to disarm the citizens at a time when illegal immigration is at, it's just mind-blowing the amount of illegal immigrants in the country. And then, of course, we have a war that is obviously coming. So you got residents in Old Town Albuquerque openly defying the governor's emergency executive order banning the concealed carry of firearms. They're out there in the open with their firearms. They've had enough. You actually have some law enforcement saying they will not enforce this. So this is key. This is key. Will the first shots of the second American Revolution start in New Mexico?
Well, it looks like something's brewing there, and I'm really glad to see people standing up for themselves, standing up for their rights, and even other people, you know, because we look at the authoritative authoritative business that we have in this world, and it's like layers of an onion. So people can help people, can help people, can help people if they work together. When we're working our way up to a control, through a control system, others can really help. And then you reach that one person at the top who's sitting there doling out these ridiculous, redonkulous orders, you know, then they're alone on their perch saying, you know, do as I say, do as I say. But since everyone is working together all the way down the line, they're alone. So now they have a problem. So now they have to turn in and work with the other people, which, you know, in this situation, I really feel she's totally bought and paid for, just like the other guy. And there's only so many of them. And this is where you can look at things and say, okay, there's a handful of them and there's mountains of us, and we can make a difference if we work together up through the control structure.
And what we have to realize is, again, the migrants are being used to achieve a purpose. But this has happened, and we did two videos yesterday over on evolutionary that were pointing things out that are very, very disconcerting for people that have bought into mainstream religion. Yeah, I mean, because it's stuff that people don't want to even look at in many cases, and it can be very, very shocking. This has gone on all the way back into biblical times. This has gone on the entirety, again, of the Dark Age, the Kali Yuga. This is just the way the system works. It's always divide and conquer. It says it in the Tower of Babel. Humans can't be united. We have to have them fighting themselves. Escaped convict Danilo Cavalcante is a huge problem. He's an illegal immigrant from Brazil who wasn't deported despite murdering his girlfriend in 2021. He's at large in Southeast PA, a threat to families for 10 days now, so somewhere out there. And as you see, PA residents pleading with the governor to activate the National Guard as this murderer is on the loose and is evading police. And so you have Pennsylvania residents loading up assault rifles and going to hunt them. The times that we are going into now are going to be an all new level of dangerous. This is one of the things that we really, really want to get across is, yeah, we're going into different times. It's going to be much more dangerous out there. So we have to be aware of that. Fifth Circuit Court has ruled that the 46th administration with the FBI and the CDC all violated First Amendment by colluding with big tech to censor Americans. Yeah, of course, everything has been superseded. It's pretty obvious. It's pretty obvious, and a lot of it has been an illusion the entire time. Here you have three separate coin shop owners shocked. All of a sudden, their bank accounts were shut down with no reason given. This is going to be happening more and more often. This is a sign in downtown Panama City. Oh, there you go. Compliments of Agenda 2030. Yeah, yeah. Thank us later as Klaus Schwab urges world leaders to grant the WEF full governmental control over nations. There's a 7-hour video here. If you feel so inclined, go ahead and, you know, take a look at it all. I'll give you the links. But basically, yeah, what he is saying is the next, it's exactly what we've been saying since 2018. The next stage is open corporate control, because they're not going to need the nation states anymore. Nation states are really not going to exist in the future. It's corporations. And what you're seeing with Wagner Group. It really is key because, you know, again, Wagner Group, there's going to be so many other Wagner groups out there that are private armies under corporate control. And in reality, that's what we have now, because corporations, you know, they use bribes to push the politicians that they want in place that then control the militaries and the countries, companies. I've said that so many times. I've made that flub so many times. But in reality, it's a Freudian slip, because it is the reality. And many people know the USA is USA Inc. You know, and there's a reason why the flag has a gold fringe. There's a reason for all this. This is all the way that the system that conquered the earth operates. We're operating under their system. When you see the way that the Roman Empire, as you see somebody fed up with all the surveillance, literally taking down surveillance, you're going to see probably a lot more of that around the globe. It's increasing. Yeah, you know, again, Big Brother's watching, but now more people are aware Big Brother is watching. And Big Brother is not even human. That's the big reveal that people can't, many people just can't accept. As we're getting disclosure, they have to disclose it because they're going to be here openly. And that's part of the second coming that people don't want to understand either. It's not what people think. Chinese vessels escort U.S. Canadian warships in the Taiwan Strait as this is getting closer and closer. And really, again, expansion of the war with the Mars-Saturn energies coming in 23rd through 25th, along with many other signs. And again, they coordinate their rituals to go along with the signs of the original matrix, you know, the good matrix, which is, you know, the astrological signs. It's all about astrology.
It is. And I tell people, you know, I mean, we do have this conjunction going on, and it is over the United States, and it is over the 10th house of government. So we need to watch those dates. But I always say planets are very much like a wave, the energy incoming, it's going to peak, but then it's going to be outgoing. So we might not get that exact day, that exact time, but the energy is there. And it seems like there's never any fail. They always set something up for that day and time for things to take hold. But it, you know, we can use these conjunctions for ourselves, because actually it is a really good day to make goals for yourself and follow through with those goals, because that energy is in favor of that. But if you look as above, so below, the United States is also going to be setting their goals, and they also are going to be setting their triggers. So I'm just kind of sitting back waiting to see, you know, what are they going to do exactly? Because really, whatever the trigger is, it's going to be to set a goal for that.
And again, you know, Mars, obviously, we talked about this in yesterday's video from a more biblical perspective, Sumerian perspective, is obviously all about war. It's about other things too, but war is a big part of Mars. And Saturn's about karma, and Saturn's about equilibrium, things coming back around. Yeah, absolutely. So what is this telling us when that's in? That means that it's coming back around to the government, so to speak. It's pointing out that there's going to be a big awakening in this time period that's going to create that civil unrest. And so they know this, so they are obviously planning things to counteract that, or to utilize that energy in a way that it will benefit them. So we have to be aware of that. U.S. confirms it sees nearly 1 million barrels of Iranian oil allegedly en route to China. And then, you know, Iran has stolen too, other tankers, as we know. So, you know, this is again just showing how this is playing out. Meanwhile, this is a Ukrainian defense minister. So here's how your billions are being spent on lavish lives on yachts for their elite. Yeah, absolutely. Well, you have basically just boys, Russian boys and Ukrainian boys, you know, out there terrified being vaporized. This is exactly how the system works. This is really a true picture of the politicians. This, you know, this might as well be Trudeau. It might as well be Macron. It might as well be Klaus. It could be any of them. Minnesota is set to allow over 81,000 illegal aliens the ability to get driver's license in the next month. This, what they're doing is they're getting rid of countries. This countries will be no more. It's going to a different phase. Countries served a purpose. Yeah, they kept us constantly at war, as we see massive flooding in Libya. Just tremendous flooding again everywhere we look. This is in England. And then you have wildfires in Turkey. You know, we still had wildfires going all over the place. And here's Turkey again, people getting out of there quick. Oh, you know, it just doesn't stop. Scotland, any Brits, any other Brits remember Scotland being prone to wildfires? Nah, me neither. Must be climate change. Arson, obviously. Obvious. It's so obvious, and yet it's still happening. Kilauea going off yet again. And we have highly pathogenic avian influenza found in seals in Puget Sound. So be aware of that as well. And they had 1,500 birds show up dead there. Again, there's all sorts of things in those clouds. And we have a newly discovered space rock, 6.5 feet wide. That's small, so probably would just burn on up, zip past Earth at a distance 5 times closer than a GPS satellite. Now, we were just talking also on yesterday's video about 3 objects that are scheduled to impact the Earth. The Younger Dryas event, what we have gotten, was not natural. It was not natural. See, people have been taught to think in terms of these natural cycles. There is a natural turning of the yugas, but at the same time, what does that allow? It does allow the control grid to get more involved as we go into the darker ages. And here you go. This is something many people are becoming aware of. The Air Force is on record saying they're going to control the weather by when? By 2025 again. And we're not just talking about cloud seeding. And not just the U.S., China has come out and said, you know, that they're going to control the weather. By when? By 2025 again. Now, again, we know they've been doing these things for decades upon decades. And in fact, when you look back, you could go back to biblical times and see funny cloud formations, and then 70,000 people die of a plague all of a sudden, overnight. This is the control system. This is how the control system works. We have 13 dolphins die after beaching in Scotland. And then we also have dolphins spotted 40 miles inland. And this is in the UK as well. And these dolphins are swimming in a spot that you don't usually see them swimming so far inland. So something's seriously wrong as we see 61 dead whales. Yeah, there's been so many dead whales also in the Atlantic, and often, you know, this is really the technology that they're using out there that is interfering with these beings. And again, whales and dolphins, their consciousness is truly not any less evolved than us. They're just in different vehicles.
Yeah, I think it's so sad that anyone would think that they are less, you know, less than, when they are so extremely important. The energy that they hold, the vibrations that they make are something that our planet really, really needs. And it was so sad when I channeled these dolphins, I could feel there's something stinging, something burning on their skin, and they're very, very uncomfortable. So it definitely feels like dumped chemicals or radiation, something that it's really, really not good. And this is our control system. This is, you know, and look at the Bible, you know, all we are in biblical times, and it's not like that ever stopped. That's their playbook. This is the book that they go by. And if anyone dares step out of line, other people get very angry at them and they bark them back into place. So it's time we recognize the control system really for what it is.
Yeah, absolutely. And in Maryland, they actually had an alien invasion protocol lecture for its teachers. Isn't that curious? Alien invasion protocol lecture. And so again, by portraying things like Project Blue Beam, it'll give some people the idea that there are no aliens. You know, they just want us to think that they're aliens. But again, there are extraterrestrials. And in fact, you know, Homo sapiens itself, it has origins of many different places is the reality. So, you know, again, look to nature, get in harmony with nature, get out of the system as much as possible. You know, learn to work with your neighbors, friends, family, those close around you. It's going to be a case of trying to distance ourselves from the system. And so, you know, again, we've said so many times, and we understand people will have the mindset that there's no way they can get out of a city, but the cities are going to be the most challenging times and places to be in these times. The cities will be, for the most part, the most dangerous places to be, but anywhere you go, you're going to have challenges. Again, have a regular spiritual practice, make it a daily practice. You know, we have a spiritual practice, and that takes priority. There's nothing that comes higher than that. And, you know, it really has to be that way, because that's what's going to connect you to that little voice within. That could be what literally saves your life. And also, it enables you to understand and see what's going on in a whole new light. So, you know, a mind-body-breath practice. Again, a spiritual practice. It doesn't have to be religious in any way, shape, or form if you don't want it to be. Because, again, religions have been used to keep us mired in dogma and separated, but there is a spiritual core to everything, and everything about creation itself is all about the higher densities having experience.
Getting into that practice is so, so critical, because if something happens and there is an emergency, there are things going on, you can hear that voice a lot clearer, a lot faster. And that's what we really need. I don't think that there's any way we have, or we can have everything done. There's just too much to do. There really is. You know, I'm not saying don't do anything. I'm saying plod along, you know, be very methodical about how you prepare. But this is what we're doing. We put our spiritual practice first, because we know in the event something crazy goes on, we're going to be able to hear that voice and we're going to know what to do.
Yeah. Again, sometimes, you know, when you smell the smoke, even though you can't see the fire, it can be right upon you. And so you have to be aware of the times that we're in. And it is those times that are going to be an all new level of challenging. But hey, we're here for a purpose and a reason. And so many people's purpose is simply to help others that don't have a clue in these times.
Indeed.
As always, source bless and namaste.
Namaste.